Hello and welcome to the podcast Sunsets and Rainbows. I'm your host Agnes Jensen, and this is the podcast where we talk about life, loss, faith and motherhood, and some more things that are usually brushed under the rug. Hello everyone, welcome back to the Sunsets and Rainbows podcast. This is Agnes, and this podcast is going to be about what is going on currently in our lives. Life is moving so fast. Everything within us and around us is changing. As I record this, it's October, end of October 2024. Starting with where we were in the beginning of the year, Yippee and I talked about what is that we are going to do this year. And a couple of things that was in our mind is, are we ready to expand the family? Are we ready for another child? And another thing is also to do renovation in our house. A renovation is a very big project, and pretty much we've been living here even without giving a coat of paint. And finally, we thought this was the time to do it. And if we wait any further, it's going to be more difficult. And we are going to do it in a lot of steps. So not everything together at once. So we will do whatever the bank loan allows us to do in this first step of renovation, and do another round of renovation probably in the next 4 to 5 years again. So we've been working on that pretty much from the beginning of the year. And around my birthday in March, I was thinking, okay, is it the time to plan a baby to see what's going to happen? So I actually booked an appointment with my doctor to talk to her about that we want to be pregnant. And if you know our history, if you don't know, I will link the video of our journey of infertility and loss of our son Elliot during the first pregnancy. And after that, we have Luna, and both of them were born through fertility treatments. We took fertility treatments. We got help to get pregnant with both of our children. And so I went and asked about what is the process right now? Are we ready to start? How long is it going to take for me to be in the waiting list? Because in Denmark, for the state insurance to work, you have to be in the waiting list. Since it's not our first pregnancy, we already have a living child, so we don't get the priority that we got for Elliot's and Luna's pregnancy. For Luna's pregnancy, they pretty much told us, when you're ready, just go in and get treatments. But that's not going to be the case now because of we have a living child. So there are other people that needs more help before us, and that is very understandable. So I booked an appointment and asked my doctor, and she told me that I can still get the state insurance help, but we have to try at least a year. So we are looking at least a year of trying natural ways to get pregnant before we can be on the list to get any kind of fertility treatments. So my plan was to, I told her I will come back in a month time, I'll book an appointment and then prepare for the pregnancy. So pretty much my birthday went on. By this time we were still talking to the architect, getting the approvals that we need for the renovation. And it's a very lengthy process that we have to do. So we have been doing that. And then we decided to go off the birth control. So we did that in April. So after that, a month has passed and I was waiting for my next regular period to come. And with my cycle history, I didn't know what to expect. I wasn't expecting anything. It could be longer wait, because after these things, it takes a few cycles for your body to know what it's doing. And so I've been giving it some time, and a month passed, nothing happened. And one night, Jeppe was explaining the project. How is it going? What are we going to do? Where are we? The next steps? Yada, yada, yada. And I fell asleep. I fell asleep while he was talking to me. I was in the sofa, sitting in the sofa, and he was talking to me straight to my face. And I snoozed. And he was like, this is, like, did you sleep? And I'm like, yeah, I'm so tired. I've been feeling so exhausted for the few days. And Luna has been a lot to handle. And I didn't know what was going on. Pregnancy was the last thing that was on my mind. And Jeppe jokingly said, do you think you are pregnant? And I'm like, that's the last thing that can happen, because with my history, never ever have I thought that we are capable of getting pregnant naturally. Because as far as I know, we have had troubles in the past, and the two pregnancies in the last 7 years happened through treatments. So pregnancy was the last thing that was on my head. And a few days passed, nothing came. My period still hasn't arrived. And then I started to feel weird, like my mind and my heart are in battle with each other. A small part of me thinks that couldn't happen. We haven't been trying for long, like a month. Like my brain says, how can you even dream of something like that can happen to you within a month of trying? That would be insane. I shuffled off my thoughts into my back of my head and then continued about the days, and it started getting worse and worse. I started feeling that I was going to come down with something, and I was feeling very off. I didn't like the smell of a few things, and also I started getting sore boobs, and the nausea started to kick in. And it was like, this is not normal. Like, but I also know it is sort of the same symptoms that you get when you're about to get your period. So I thought, finally, okay, something is happening. And still nothing. So at this point, I was like, okay, let me take a pregnancy test and see what's happening. It was on Father's Day. I thought, okay, if I take the test today, maybe if it turns out to be a good news, then it's a very nice Father's Day surprise, and I was ready to take that risk. And I know how a negative test would upset me, but I was also like pretty sure that it was going to be negative and I shouldn't be expecting anything, but just in case, let's see what happens. And I took the test. It was very weird. It was inconclusive. When you take pregnancy test and you are on this conceiving journey, you know how weird we can look at the stakes. I was looking up, taking it up in the air and looking, and nothing. Pretty much like when I saw this, there was a fade-ish line, but I wouldn't call that a positive test. So I kind of like, I consoled myself. I was upset for the next few minutes. And I was like, pretty much we know what's going to happen. Like, what were you thinking? Like, I talked myself out of everything. And then So that was on Father's Day, and few days later, the same thing was happening. I was feeling nauseous and a lot of pregnancy symptoms. And then I bought a bunch of new tests, a different brand. And then it was the middle of the day during a weekend. And at this point, TP was like, I'm pretty sure you're pregnant. And I'm like, no, I can't be. And he said, if I'm taking a test, and if something is happening that he wants to know immediately, this was another week or so later. And I took that, voila, in 3 minutes, I saw another line. And I freaked out. And I freaked out big time. Started crying. And then I consoled myself. And I went to the kitchen, I wrapped it in an aluminium foil and came to the living room, and pretty much I couldn't control my tears. So I started crying and handed the foil to Yebim. And he opened up, and for the next few minutes, there was a lot of tears. At this point, I didn't know what to say, like, Luna was there playing, and I asked her if she wishes for a baby brother or a baby sister. And she said, a puppy. And I will attach the video of her talking here. Anushka, Luna. Luna, will you have a little boy and a little sister?
Here, Eric.
Little hun? Anushka, we could be a little hun? And it was so funny at that moment. I tried to explain that there is a baby in mommy's tummy. And this is something that I didn't even think. It was a reflex, like no matter what, how long this baby is going to be with us, I want Luna to know. I was ready to take that risk, to let her know. And I don't even think she has this understanding of what does it mean to have a baby in my tummy. Like, I don't know if she understands that. Barney was jumping around. And also a few days before something happened, like Barney was always checking on me. And usually he stays together with his dad and he doesn't really like be a mommy person. But he was a mommy person and he was around me all the time. He was checking on me. Once I was taking a shower, he came into the shower and he checked up on me. And I said, Barney, is something wrong? And then he looked at me. He stood there for a good amount of time. He made sure that I was okay and I asked him to leave. He wouldn't even leave. Like, I have to go out together with him. So that was so weird from his part. And I was like, either I'm getting pregnant or something really strange is going on with me. That was my first instinct. And it was scary until I took this test and I finally got a positive result. And we were extremely happy, but also terrified about, because we have been through pregnancy after loss journey, and that's not an easy one to walk through. 9 months for Luna's pregnancy, I was holding my breath. I was so anxious, like anytime I could throw up, I was that anxious all the time. And I don't know pretty much what's going to happen with a natural pregnancy. We were not living a healthy life. We've been just living. A lot of things has been happening, so we were not on a good exercise regime or anything like that. So I was pretty much thinking, first, what did I do to deserve this kind of a surprise all of a sudden? And the other thing is, like, is it going to be okay? And I was like, okay, no matter what, whatever comes our way, we'll take day by day as it comes. And I booked appointment with the doctors. And we went for the 8-week scan. that we saw a pretty strong heartbeat. And we were so over the moon. And little funny story that happened during the pregnancy scanning was like, we went together with Luna and Yeppe was there, and they both were looking at me being scanned, and the technician was explaining us about, okay, where's the heartbeat, how is it looking, the size and everything. And when once my turn was over and then I got up from the seat, and Luna looked at my husband and said, "Dad, it's your turn. It's your turn, Dad. It's your turn." And so like it was a very funny moment that we really enjoyed that moment. And it was super nice that we got to see the heartbeat. And then fast forward, it was the 12-week scan. And again, I took the double test and everything, and the numbers was okay, and we didn't have any problems also in the 12-week scan. That was also pretty much went smooth. And at this point, I was like, okay, 12 weeks, we have crossed that mark. So still holding our breath, and it's so strange with the pregnancy after loss journey. You'd never know what to expect. I'm still at this point, I'm not taking a lot of pictures because a lot of things are happening at home. I'm not really feeling up to the point. I was throwing up a lot. Some of the things that I am doing differently for this pregnancy is also I'm doing a lot of things that I didn't do with Luna's pregnancy. For example, we already had plans to travel in summer. Tilted the traveling after the first trimester. So I was around 14 weeks when we went to India and we had 3 weeks of holidays. The first trimester was over and I'm working full time, taking care of Luna and taking care of everything else around the house. And at this point, I also started the podcast, and it actually helped me to talk to the other mothers, relive some of the memories with Elliot, and to reflect upon what has happened. So yeah, it was pretty much was our summer. And how is Luna taking this pregnancy? She is very much invested in this pregnancy. When she wakes up, when she goes to bed, sometimes she sleeps with us, and in the middle of the night, when she rolls over and she can't see me, she asks me to turn and she says, "Oh, baby." And like, "How are you, baby?" Sometimes she asks like, "Are you okay? Is baby okay?" And I don't know what triggers her to ask these questions. Is she sensing that I'm a bit anxious and or like, I really don't understand what's going on in her tiny head. We read a lot of books about there's a baby in mommy's tummy. She's so proud. Even to the strangers, to our neighbors, when we were speaking to them, it was her who announced the pregnancy even before we did. Like, "Oh, there's a baby in there." She's been talking about the baby a lot. And she's so caring. She's so caring about this baby. And it would break my heart if anything goes wrong. I do not know how it'll be for her. More than me, more than worrying about me or Yeppe, I'm so worried about her. Because now it's in her dream, there is a baby. She doesn't know what that dream is, but she's so invested in this pregnancy that I can't imagine anything else than a good outcome. And I'm getting a very good care from the doctors also this time. And they also agreed that they're going to monitor me closely. And in this pregnancy, I'm able to feel the baby from much early on. Like, around 13 weeks, I already started feeling the initial flutters, and 17 weeks, I already felt the clear moments within, and 23 weeks, 22 weeks, we already like, I was able to see the moments from the outside. It's also because of how the placenta is placed. It is in the behind, and that is actually quite very reassuring for me. So what about the complications? Is there any complications that we are looking at so far? The very first scare happened at the end of summer. Like, I had a very strange stomach pain in my upper abdomen. And then I immediately ended up in the ER. And I'm on blood thinners for not having any clots, because for Elliot's pregnancy, that was also the problem that they found, that my placenta was smaller and there was a lot of clots. So I've been put on blood thinners for Luna's pregnancy, and also I've been taking blood thinners in this pregnancy. And when I took blood thinners the last time, one side effect that I had was it gave me a bit of ulcer, so I was puking blood and everything in Luna's pregnancy. So I thought this felt like that similar ulcer pain that I had, but I still went into the ER and I told them about it. They did run some extra tests to see what it was, and then they put me also on the ulcer medicine to see if that helps. And luckily, after 2 to 3 days, the pain went away. I can still feel it when I press on my stomach, but otherwise the pain is gone. So that was one of the scary episodes that I had. And another scary episode was when we went for the scan. Now I'm getting scanned every 3 weeks. So I went for the scan for my 24 weeks. And again, the technician was like, she was mumbling, and then she came out straight to me. I'm measuring the baby small, and the baby is measuring 21.3% smaller than it should be. My chest started feeling so heavy and my stomach knotted, and I started crying. I started crying and I asked her, is it bad? Like, how is she? Like, how is she doing? Is it bad? How is the baby doing? And she said, the baby is fine. She looked at all the placenta flow and umbilical cord flow. So everything around that point, it was very nice. But the baby is measuring 21.3% smaller. And I started having flashbacks from previous pregnancies. Luna was also on a smaller side, but she was 10% smaller, and anything up to 15%, it would be okay. But when it goes more than 15%, then we are very much in an alarming state. And if it goes around more than 25%, then it's time for taking action. So we are somewhere in between this limbo. So we are in an alarming state, and we're going to see how it's going to go with everything. And right now, one thing that is really stressing me out is to keeping track of the movements. Even when I'm working, I'm thinking about, when is she moving? How is she moving? Is she moving enough? I'm pretty much on the watch all the time. So that is stressful. And if you are commenting anything on it, please be respectful. And I usually don't share things while I'm going through it, but this pretty much feels like I want to document it. Whatever happens in the future, I want to have some documentation on how I felt right now. And we are very anxious, but not in a crippling way, because I know she still is moving. There's a lot of movements, and We are getting frequent scans and follow-ups, which didn't happen in Elliot's pregnancy, but happened with also doulas. Like, they gave me a lot of scanning and followed me up very closely. So I'm very grateful for the close monitoring that they have been giving me. And now I have to hold my breath until the next appointment and take moment by moment. I'm pretty much keeping track of her movements right now. That is the only priority that I have. And that has been stressful. After the initial scare that happened, I was like, I have to document this pregnancy. And I asked my dear friend to take a few photographs of us. And she kindly said yes. And she took us to this pumpkin patch place. And I remember, like, I also did a pumpkin announcement for Elliot. And I didn't want to go to the same space. So it was a very different place. Elliot's due date was in March. And this baby's due date is in February, early February, and Elliot's birthday is in February. So they are pretty much closely in the milestones and everything. So it's been hard also to balance both the pregnancies and my Google images popping up with my pregnancy images with Elliot. So there's a lot of mental battle that I've been also doing with comparing these pregnancies, and I'm really grateful for this friend who took a lot of good pictures. And I'm so glad that I got to document this pregnancy. I couldn't engage myself a lot in the October Baby Loss Awareness Month because after telling Elliot's story in the previous episodes, I had a grief hangover that I needed some time to get myself on the feet again and to record this new episode. Also, in the next few episodes, I want to take you on the journey of where we are, how is it going. And right now, I can use all the prayers that you can send. If you're a person who prays, please keep praying for us. And if you're a person who would like to send happy thoughts, we welcome all that. But please be respectful and keep your comments very respectful because it's still a very sensitive period for us. And I'm sharing this journey as I go through it, the feelings and the emotions, and pretty much hope, faith, gratitude, it's all sitting side by side. And I'm so grateful that we are able to get pregnant. I'm really, really glad. And I'm surprised that this would even happen to us. And with Luna, it becomes a different ball game now. Like, I'm pretty much also nervous for her. And the only thing I can do right now is to take one step at a time, one day at a time. Once we start this renovation project, they have actually asked us to move out of our home. So we'll be also finding a place, another place to live for the coming months until the renovation is done. So I will keep you posted on what's going to happen with the podcast schedules. We'll figure it out. Please do keep us in your thoughts and prayers. We really appreciate that you're following our journey, and I will update you on the next one. Thank you so much for spending the time with me today, and I will see you in the next episode.